You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
The Dom and Jeremy Show at Denver's Mix 100. Ready to bring you a trending report. What's going on? I can tell you that here in Colorado, the Postal Service has decided that too many people, Jeremy, have waited too long to ship out their holiday packages.
Yeah, why are y'all dragging your feet?
It's not like we haven't had a warning.
You knew it was coming.
Several post offices now will be open for the next two Sundays to help you get those holiday packages off. They figure to handle holiday rush, if they can spread it out over a couple of more days, then the line, instead of 47 people in it, will only have 42 people in it.
Right.
You should probably check your own favorite location to see if it will be one of these. Don't just assume that the one down the street from you is one of them. Check it out. And then the second most important question is, why did you wait this long? Why? Why?
And I'm digging the little feature on Amazon right now. If you order something on there, because you can just ship to whoever you want from Amazon. Mm-hmm. It'll say arrives before Christmas or now arrives after Christmas. And you're like, ooh, I waited too long. Yeah.
And that applied with me. There was something I was going to get for somebody, and there was multiple choices on there.
Mm-hmm.
And the one that the particular item that I picked was like, yeah, this will arrive on the 28th. I was like, oh.
Well. Whoopsies.
What else is going on? Tay-Tay's got a new album. You're saying, wait a minute, didn't she just put out one? Yes, she did. This was another surprise album. She's put out three now in 16 months.
She's pumping it out.
She knows that she's hot right now and she can bank a lot of money. So
that's right.
There's another one. Kelly Clarkson. She's going through one ugly-ass divorce. She says now that her estranged husband, Brandon Blackstock, defrauded her out of millions. He, on the other hand, is suing her, saying that she owes him and his company more than $1 million in commissions. See, he used to help represent her. And so now they're fighting. And there are a lot of people who are saying that they're both doing these kind of things to lay a foundation for a winning judgment in their custody battle. So they're both suing each other, claiming the other one has defrauded them.
Lawyer up.
That's exactly right.
So a
buddy.
Bunch of rich people problems right here.
So Kelly Clarkson, that, you know, remember all the time she was on the cover of People magazine and stuff with, you know, they're in love and they're the most beautiful couple.
Lies.
Boy, did that turn ugly. I'm going to throw out two quick News for Nerds stories because it's Friday and I love doing News for Nerds. These are also going in the Mindbender Club mailer today if you want to get links to them. One of them has to do with computers. And, you know, computers are already fast. But there's an idea that these quantum computers using lasers. Will be mind-bogglingly fast.
Hmm.
And so they have an example now. A new quantum computer just took a problem that your average normal computer would take 2.5 billion years to solve.
Mm-hmm.
And the quantum computer did it in 4 minutes.
Pretty darn fast.
Think about that.
Now let's put it to work with all the medical stuff. Let's cure cancer and AIDS and all that.
No joke,
let's do
my
it.
Friend.
Put it to work.
So if they get quantum computing, if they can really fine-tune it.
It's going to be great.
That's insane. That is AI stuff so that the machines will become more.
They will kill us all.
I think they're going to become.
It's coming.
I think they're going to develop consciousness.
Yeah, it's coming. Ah, great.
And then the second news for nerd story comes out of Canada, where honeybees were caking the entrances to their nests. And you're like, what's the big deal? Well, it's the what they were caking them with and the why that's interesting. Honeybees were going out and getting the poop from other animals.
Okay.
And bringing it back and lining the entrances to their nests.
Delicious.
Mm-hmm.
That's why my honey tastes funny.
Honey, does this...
It's poopy.
Why were they doing this? Because honeybees have been attacked lately by murder hornets.
Oh.
And the honeybees have discovered if they go out and get the poop of other animals and they line the entrances to their nests, murder hornets, because they have good taste...
They don't like the poopy.
Stay away.
Brilliant.
That's how quickly animals are learning and evolving. So now honeybees are going out and collecting poopy from other animals.
All right.
I would say to save their bacon, but it's to save their honey and their young.
It is. Wow.
Science is cool. What else is trending?
Here's the biggest trending entertainment news popped up yesterday. Disney announced about 5,000 new projects during an Investors Day presentation yesterday. All sorts of stuff coming out from Disney. Wow. Couple of the biggies, 10 new Star Wars series are coming out. 10 new Marvel series are coming out. Ewan McGregor and Hayden Christensen are going to reappear as Obi-Wan and Darth Vader for some new Star Wars stuff. There's a couple Mandalorian spinoffs and a brand new Star Wars movie called Rogue Squadron that's going to be making an appearance here in the next few years. A lot of Star Wars stuff. Totally milking that franchise. And they're going back to the well for Indiana Jones. They say Indiana Jones 5 is happening. Not going to be a spinoff, but yet a continuation with Harrison Ford. Back in theaters July of 2022. And I don't know about that one.
Oh, I do. I think it's terrible.
I don't think that's a good idea. Bless
Just
his
let
heart.
It be good.
Harrison
Just leave
Ford
it.
He's going to be 80 when this comes out. And he didn't look good as Solo in the last Star Wars that he was in, so I don't know. Maybe they'll make it work with some CGI or something.
I know that people are sentimental about their old things, and they just can't let it go. And so most fans are like, no, that's great!
It's going to be hard to suspend reality when you see 80-year-old Indiana Jones beating up Nazis and stuff. You're going to be like, I don't know.
I wish they'd just let it go.
There's a Cars spinoff coming to Disney+. There's a show called Doug Days that is coming, centered on the dog from Up. Squirrel, my name is Doug. Should be funny. A couple live-action Pinocchios, Peter Pan. The Chippendale Rescue Rangers is getting a reboot. That's from my childhood. And then one last note, Disney is going to start picking our wallets a little bit more. They're upping their subscription price by $1 in March. They got to pay for all this stuff. They got to pay old Indy.
Do you remember when they first launched and everyone was talking about what their prices, were so affordable and everything? Yeah. And there were more than a few people that said, yeah, they're just going to go ahead and get their 20 to 50 million people hooked, and then they'll raise prices.
And they'll do the Netflix thing. It'll slowly start trickling up. So.
And I got to tell you, I'm torn on all of this because I'm a Disney stockholder.
Mm-hmm.
So in a way, I kind of want to see them raise the price.
Yeah, it'll happen. It'll get up there. Ellen's tested positive for the Rona. That was big news yesterday. They're also saying, sources are saying that the show is losing advertisers and struggling to book talent thanks to all that negative press that she got over the summer.
A lot of
her show might be fizzling out. Mm-hmm. Jay-Z's rolling out a new pot weed line. I know a lot of our listeners might be excited about that. And then here's some weird news. According to a new survey of single people, 96% of singles say that ugly Christmas sweaters are actually a turn-on. Yeah, that guy looks cute over there in that rainbow shirt. Oh. So they basically say that it shows that you have a good sense of humor, you're open to meeting new people, you don't take yourself too seriously, and what a great icebreaker it is. You know, you can go over and talk to somebody about their shirt or wander by and show off your shirt. I don't know. I get it. It works. If we were all out single and mingling, it wasn't a Rona year, I could see picking up somebody with a funny shirt. Why not? And then speaking of Christmas, there's this new thing out today where people have ranked their friends and family based on how good they are at gift giving, and they ranked it from the worst to the best, and poor grandma falls in at number one for being the worst.
Way to go, grandma.
Grandma's the worst gift giver, followed by young children. Yes, because they're always making like little goofy things. You're like, thanks. Oh,
that's pretty cold.
That's pretty cold. They have no money. They have no job.
If you label your 4-year-old as a horrible gift giver,
and you have to tell them that too on Christmas. You got to tell them on Christmas morning. You got to say, "I'm sorry, honey. This is the worst gift I've ever received."
Can you see somebody going into work after Christmas saying, "God, I'm in such a bad mood. My 3-year-old got me the crappiest gift."
She's the worst.
God.
Number one on the list, your partner or spouse, because they tend to know you the best.
Well, they pretty much just named everybody, didn't they?
They listed everybody. Grandma's the worst, though. Don't expect much from grandma or your kids. Did you see this funny story out this morning, too, where a pharmaceutical distributor had to recall some of their depression medication because they accidentally mixed in erectile dysfunction medication into the bottle? So people were getting both pills. They're antidepressants and Viagra, basically.
On one hand, it's dangerous. And
very
I'm alarmed,
dangerous, I know.
But on the other hand, if you do want to try to have a sense of humor about it, it is It's dangerous, alarming, and funny at the same
well,
time.
Well, don't you look like you're in a good mood now?
Oh.
Real quick, one final thing. Here's your Fat America. Oreo is coming out with a new cookie, you guys. It's called a Brookie. Kind of a stretch. Anyway, it's got three different creams in it. So you got your Oreo cookie top and bottom, and then inside, the original Oreo flavor, brownie flavor, and cookie dough flavor.
Okay, I'd try it.
Whoa.
Gimmicky, but I'd
try happy. It. Mm. All right, that's it, buddy. Let's do clickbait.
Clickbait.
Go to our Facebook, search Dom and Jeremy on Facebook. This teacher has gone viral because of her sense of humor. Her name is Emma, teacher in Topeka, Kansas. Great sense of humor because during her little Zoom meeting with her class, she kind of lightened the mood by playing a fart sound effect, and she didn't tell any of the kids, and they all thought it was the teacher. And the reactions of these little kids, pretty darn cute. And she's gone viral, and that's why she's made our Facebook clickbait today. Just search Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.
I remember we got a fart machine many, 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 many years ago, and we went to some friend's house and hit it under one of the other person's chair, and you just remote control
it. Isn't
it great? I don't care how juvenile it is.
It's immature humor.
It's absolutely incredible. the last thing that we have to tell you about in our trending report, but it could be top of mind with a lot of people.
That's right.
Mega Millions tonight. The drawing is $276 million. That's $250 million.
Ooh, you're going to be able to afford that new Disney Plus subscription when they raise those prices.
Ain't that the truth? And you can buy all the ugly Christmas sweaters you want.
That's right. And you can watch it on your new 400-inch screen TV in your right. Big, beautiful new house.
Yeah, and if you don't play Mega Millions tonight, well, don't despair, because tomorrow night, Powerball, and it's at $277
Holy
million.
Cow, those numbers are mind-boggling, man.
Put them both together, and you got more than $500 million in cash waiting there to completely turn your life. Well, that goes without saying. That not only changes your life, it changes your children's, your grandchildren's, your great-grandchildren's, and your great-great-grandchildren's.
People around you can donate the heck out of all that money. So
it's the truth.
Mega Millions drawings are every Tuesday and Friday. You just pick six numbers, $2 a ticket, and then Powerball drawings every Wednesday and Saturday. And with that one, you pick five numbers, also $2 a ticket. And the old thing, you can't win if you don't play.
Good luck.
Have fun.